I can't believe how fast 20 years went by. I mean, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. And, you know, to be standing here at center court with you guys, my teammates behind me, and appreciating all this, you know, the journey that we've been on.
Kobe Bryant speaking to fans last night after his final game with the Los Angeles Lakers. He scored 60 points in the Lakers' 101-96 comeback win over the Utah Jazz. Bryant scored 23 points in the final quarter, leading a Lakers rally from a 15-point deficit for the win. And even diehard basketball fans might have missed it because of another historic NBA event last night. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. He's here to talk to us about all this NBA history. Mike, let's start with Kobe there. What a way for him to say goodbye.
Absolutely. Now, was the other event, was that the Sixers 72nd loss of the season?
That's
I was wondering about that. Kobe is a fascinating character because he is the superstar who's more loathed than loved and embraced it. The last thing he said to the crowd was "Mamba out," an embrace of the Black Mamba, that deadly venomous snake that he has adopted as his persona. And the contrast that you were, of course, alluding to is the Golden State Warriors, who set a record for most wins. But the interesting thing is the Warriors are a beloved team. Michael Jordan was a beloved player. He is the not loved player, and Nike issued a commercial with all these fans serenading, including Phil Jackson, serenading Kobe Bryant about how much they hated him. But, you know, sports is a great arena where we can indulge our hatreds without really anyone getting hurt. Occasionally it crosses over. So it's mostly been a fun loathing. And Kobe,
but do you think he's been trying to rewrite his legacy here with the way that he's presented this and last night and the video that they played at the game at the beginning and Kobe's goodbye at the end? I love my fans. I love all of you, etc.
I think that Kobe Bryant was always about winning and was always about doing whatever it took to win. And he was so single-minded of purpose. And when it became clear this year that his Lakers wouldn't even be making the playoffs, well, he embraced the aspects of the game that he still had control over, which is him trying to score as much as he can. And we saw that last night, you know. His 60 points came on 50 shots. And it wasn't that bad, a field goal percentage, 22 out of 50. But this was Kobe Bryant. I don't know if he's trying to rewrite much. If all you are is about winning, and if it becomes clear that you're not going to win, well, at least you could do something to give the fans a show and to personally win every possession by embarrassing your defender, shooting over him, and maybe making a gesture when that three-pointer splashes down.
And you don't think that it was just the Jazz letting him do that for his last night?
They didn't let him do that. No, they're professionals. And, you know, at the end, I'm sure they were saying, who's got Kobe? But it didn't turn into an NBA All-Star game. There was maybe less consternation about letting Kobe score, one of these all-time greats, the third leading scorer in NBA history, more points than Michael Jordan. Maybe there's less getting beaten up in that game than normally would happen in an NBA game. But no, he deserved that last game, and he deserved all the accolades for greatness. He's a great player, if a somewhat polarizing one.
All right, let's get to the other historic game last night.
And they'll dribble it out. Final seconds here at Oracle Arena. It's official, number 73.
Number 73, 73 wins in a regular season. The Golden State Warriors beating the Memphis Grizzlies 125-104, not even close, breaking the record for regular season NBA wins set by Michael Jordan and the Bulls during the 95-96 season. We've been talking to you, Mike, and others about the fact that this might happen, but now it has. How significant was it?
Well, I think that they have claim to the greatest team in NBA history. They have the best record. There are some advanced statistics that would say either the Bulls team or some other teams, a Sixers team, for instance, might be better. But, you know, they have the record for the most wins. And the great thing about it is that they're fun to watch and they play as a team. So their best player, Steph Curry, who's probably going to win the MVP award, he had 46 points. He didn't even play the third quarter. And the contrast between him and Kobe, it just is natural. It came up. They have different types of games. But Steph Curry is efficient, which means that when the ball leaves his hand, it's not just that it's probably going in, it's probably or it's likely to be a three-pointer. And in his career, he has an effective field goal percentage of 57.4%, whereas Kobe Bryant's career figure was about 100 points less than that. Kobe Bryant is the old-school inefficient scorer, high volume of shots. He would say, it's on my shoulders. I have to be the one taking the shots. Steph Curry works within the this offense, yet delivers all the fireworks and scores efficiently. A fun team to watch, an exciting player to watch.
And what will it mean if, after all that, and after they just set this record with 73 wins in a season, that they aren't the NBA champs this year, which is possible?
Well, yeah, I won't say it won't mean much, but it will seriously degrade the record. An analogy is when that Patriots team had an undefeated season but then lost in the Super Bowl to the Giants. Now, the difference is, first of all, the Patriots were loathed. The Golden State Warriors are loved. But the Patriots, though they lost to the Giants, they got surprised. They got monumentally upset. And looming out there for the Warriors are the San Antonio Spurs, which, right, but for the Warriors, would be considered one of the best teams. That should be the Western Conference final, and that's going to be a barn burner.
Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst who hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.